IMF and the World Bank warn that a new economic crisis is brewing and are pointing fingers at those responsible. They say unrest in the Middle East, combined with Europe's volatile economy and massive U.S. foreign debt, could signal a new global downturn. And as RT's Marina Portnaya reports, Washington risks losing its financial top dog status.
An annual spring gathering about the world economy produced a dreadful financial forecast.
We are one shock away from a full-blown crisis.
Critics say through the establishment of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank, America has positioned itself as an economic doctor to the world, using the institutions to retain global domination and fulfill the business interests of large corporations craving resources belonging to cash-strapped countries.
What they do is they very often pressure governments to cut spending or raise taxes. That can be very, very dangerous. I mean, you can slip back into recession, you can make a recession worse.
A tale all too familiar to Latin America, the Middle East, and most recently, Greece, where tens of thousands stormed the streets protesting austerity measures, public spending cuts, and tax hikes. As the largest financial contributor, Washington also wields the largest voting power at the IMF.
Be fair to the IMF, it is run primarily by the U.S. Treasury Department and with some input from the European countries. That right there tells you most of the problem. This is supposedly, you know, 180-something countries, and it's run by just a handful.
Or maybe just one. An American has always served as president of the World Bank since its creation in 1944. But now, with its own backyard in disarray, America is hardly in a position to hand out financial advice to others.
In 2011, America's financial management is best defined by a non-stop borrowing binge. See that clock over there? It's a running ticker of U.S. debt, which has surpassed a ceiling of $14.3 trillion. Now, the U.S. may want to consider investing in a bigger clock with a few more digits on the display.
A problem so bad, the U.S. president can't ignore it, and the government can't seem to solve it.
We have to live within our means. We have to reduce our deficit.
Republicans have refused to support measures such as raising taxes on the rich or cutting defense spending. All eyes are now on the nation that sets the bar for others to see if it could clean up its own bad debts at home. Marina Portnaya, RT, New York.